Well, good morning, everyone. Let's open with a word of prayer. Father, what a privilege and honor to gather in your name and, Lord, to sense the presence of the Spirit in each believer. And as the believers gather together, the spiritual surrounding just seems to grow and become something so special that cannot be found anywhere else or in any other way. And we thank you for being with us one-on-one, or one-on-two, or whatever it is. But when the body gathers together, there is that special thing. And we want to acknowledge that and thank you for that. And thank you for meeting us here this morning. And as we go through another psalm, Lord, a familiar psalm, into this section of the psalms where it's about you reigning. It is about your majesty and praising you and honoring you. And Lord, help us to kind of keep those three things in mind, to shout praises to you, recognizing who you are and recognizing the need to be obedient to you, remembering your word, Lord, and just singing to you, just lifting our voices in praise to you, honoring you. All just to bless you, not to ever think about blessing ourselves. Not to ever think when we sing to you, well, I don't like that song, or that song doesn't do anything for me. Lord, these songs aren't for us, they're for you. And help us to sing to you this morning, Lord, and lift our hearts to you as we hear your word once again. We ask in Jesus' mighty name, amen. Amen. Well, going through the numbers in Psalm, last week was 95, so this week we'll do 96. We've already had it before. It's a missionary psalm, and we covered it before, but we'll cover it again, and we'll always get something new out of it every time we read the Word of God or spend time in the Word, don't we? Whether we're going through it 1,000 times or 2 times, really. And so as we come to Psalm 96, it starts out with sing, sing, sing. And a little later on it says give, give, give. And so we want to be thinking about singing to you and giving to you with however you want to apply that in our exact lives where we are this morning. But we just looking at you, a song of praise to God coming in judgment. And we have 13 verses, I think, here. And so before we read this, I just want to get into kind of the honoring you and praising you. And I looked at a whole bunch of contemporary songs, and they're all great, and they all have some good words in them and all. And I kind of kept coming back to the old holy, 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 because that kind of says it all in a way. So let's sing that familiar song, Holy, Holy, Holy. can have a seat. What a beautiful sight. I can just think of how I mean, not really think, but project it a little bit, how the Lord must see that. Just seeing us in a little circle here, praising Him. I mean, it's just from the personal, physical standpoint, it's beautiful. But what does He think of it? Of course, I guess it matters what was in our hearts as we were singing that. It is a beautiful sight because you can't make your face look that way if your heart's all messed up. It just doesn't shine, right? So Psalm 96, I'll just read it and then we'll look at each verse just briefly. Oh, sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord all the earth. Sing to the Lord, bless His name. Proclaim the good news of His salvation from day to day. Declare His glory among the nations, His wonders among all people. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the peoples are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before Him. Strength and beauty are in His sanctuary. Give to the Lord, O families of the peoples. Give to the Lord glory and strength. Give to the Lord the glory due His name. Bring an offering and come into His courts. O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Tremble before Him, all the earth. Say among the nations, the Lord reigns. The world also is firmly established. It shall not be moved. He shall judge the peoples righteously. Let the heavens rejoice and let the earth be glad. Let the sea roar in all its fullness. Let the field be joyful and all that is in it. Then all the trees of the woods shall rejoice before the Lord, for He is coming. Amen. He is coming. He is coming. Anytime now. He is coming, for He is coming to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness and the peoples with His truth. Awesome. 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 Well, this doesn't really need any exposition. You already know what it means and what it says. But we do begin with three exhortations there. Sing, sing, sing. Who do we sing to? Jehovah. 11 times in this little psalm, in 13 verses, Jehovah is mentioned 11 times. And what are we to sing? A new song. What is that new song? I believe it's a new song every day. And it is the new message of the whole Bible. It is the message not only of the Old Covenant, it is the message of the New Covenant. And just thinking about, I don't know, how many years have you really been with the Lord? Well, if it's 10 years and you did that every day, that's 3,650 times. If you've been with the Lord 40 years, now you're talking about 15,000 days. And are we really singing to the Lord a new song every day? Is our life singing a new song to the Lord every day? Now, I like to kind of notice exclamation points in the text. There's only two verses here with an exclamation point, I believe. Verse 1 and then verse 9, which is, oh, worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. So those two verses kind of stand out to me in a way. I like to use a lot of exclamation points, but we don't see too many in the Bible. But here is one. Sing to the Lord a new song, exclamation point. And then it kind of tells who to sing it to. Sing to the Lord all the earth. This is not just Israel. This is all the earth. All the earth. And the third time, sing to the Lord, bless His name. This does not say sing to the Lord the third time and hope you get blessings from it. That's not why you're singing to Him, right? You're blessing His name. Now here's something for us to do. Proclaim, herald, speak the good news of his salvation. Isn't that a great statement? What is that but a description of our witness, right? That's what he wants each believer to do. And if 300 or 400 or 500 million people would really do that today around the face of the globe, what a difference that would make, wouldn't it? Proclaim the good news of his salvation. And again, here's that from day to day. Now notice that proclaim. I don't think that means, well, I've got to memorize 15 scriptures and proclaim those 15 scriptures every day. If he's telling you to, do it. But I really think it just means to speak up. Think about Satan wanting you to be quiet. Thinking about that working its way through the culture, through the government. If you don't agree with that, you're to be quiet, right? You're not to make any come against any school board that is teaching the rot to the kids, right? You're not to talk about how bad the border is, about the fentanyl, such an epidemic now. We've got some states like Yonkin has just passed a thing that declaring it a terrorist act, which helps a little bit. But we've got so much fentanyl coming in, so much, from China on through the open borders. And we have already, probably 6 million we know of new illegal immigrants into this country in the last 3 years, 2.5 years. Think about 6 million. How many cartel people are in that? How many terrorists are in that? How many hating the Lord are in that, you know? But we know some countries, like I forget which one, I was in Africa, they sent a bunch of their worst people over here. They don't want them in their country, so they sent them here. So these are all coming in, and the Lord knows. But we want to be proclaiming that good news of his salvation. That's the good news everybody needs. If they don't have that, if they don't believe, it doesn't matter how good a people, it doesn't matter how moral they are or whatever, they're not going to be with him because they don't love him. Proclaim the good news of his salvation from day to day. And this is a part of it. Declare. Declaration. Declare what? His glory. Now, did you do that yesterday? Are you going to do that today in the way that he would have you? Maybe it's just in prayer. But you want to be proclaiming, you want to be declaring his glory. Now, again, whom? Just among the chosen ones? Well, it says among the nations. Again, that's the whole world, isn't it? In the original, it's Gentiles. But, you know, at that point, there were only two groups. There was Jews and there was everybody else, and the Jews and the Gentiles. But here's declare his glory among the nations, among the Gentiles, his wonders among all peoples. Now, all is 8 times in this passage. All. This is all inclusive. This is not just for chosen people. This is all. All the peoples. And then what is the wonder? What is his glory? Well, it's for the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all, there it is again, all gods, for all the gods of the peoples, that's all the idols that are out there. And I look at that idols and I always come back to it, well, I'm not an idolater. Oh, really? What do I spend my time in when I'm not spending time with the Lord? And is there a pattern there? Is there something I really like to spend time in, maybe too excessively? That's an idol. That's an idol. For all the gods of the peoples are idols. So what consumes my time? But the Lord made the heavens. So he's the only one who's the creator. And remember, you're made in his image. In his image. But the Lord, Jehovah, made the heavens. And now honor and majesty are before him. Is that in your heart? Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty. Think of him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. And then give credit to the Lord, O families of the peoples. That's everybody. Give to the Lord glory and strength. Are we giving him glory and strength? Are we giving him just a long list of problems and commands? Lord, I don't like this, do this, do that. Well, this says, give to the Lord honor and majesty, strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give to the Lord, O families of the people. Give to the Lord again, glory and strength. Give to the Lord what? The glory due his name. Boy, you can't even get your hands around that, can we? How much glory is due him? Bring an offering and come into his courts. And then this beautiful verse here, oh, worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. I remember the worship in the old times, or I don't remember, but I recall a reading about it. They would start basically on their trips back to Jerusalem for the feast. They would start singing as they would start up the hill, the mountain, and every place goes up to Jerusalem, right? So that would be really miles. But as they would come then into the view of the city, they would step it up a little bit, and they would come in basically to the tabernacle or to the temple, and they would come into the outer court, and they would step it up a little bit more. And then they'd come into the inner court, they'd step it up a little bit more. And then they get into the tabernacle area or into the temple area, and now everything becomes more and more clear, closer you get, right? And you start to see the colors that, for example, were in the tabernacle, of all of the blues and the reds and the beauty there. You get into the temple later and you see gold. Everything is gold. And so the closer you get, the stronger, in a way, are the sights and so forth. But thinking of all of that, they didn't have really what we have here in this circle this morning. They didn't have the good news of the Messiah having come, having died for our sins, having forgiven our sins, and having victory over sin and victory over the grave. What do we all fear? Man fears death. So who's the only one that conquered death? So do you still fear death? Do you still feel really, really bummed out when a believer goes to be with the Lord? Yeah, I do. But why? It's not because of the believer. I heard an old saint in Germany, Peter Well, went to be with the Lord, and the pastor I was talking to was a real close friend of his, and he said, I'm just really feeling low. And we talked a little bit about that. And I understand that it's a loss in a way. But yet, if we think that through, is that a better place to be here? Heal him. You know, you got a 97-year-old person, right, on their last legs, and the person is coming to you and say, heal for a miracle. Pray for a miracle. Pray for a miracle. Well, yeah, I will, that they go to heaven today, right? No, that's not, we don't do that. But, you know, to be with him, that is such a glorious thing. And he has been victorious over that. So we worship him in the beauty of his holiness. And the closer we get to him, the sweeter the worship, right? Tremble before him, all the earth. Yes, we tremble before him and we think of his greatness, not out of fear of him, unless you don't know him. If you don't know him, you better be trembling in fear, of really fearing from a frightful standpoint. We tremble before him because of his awesomeness, because of his goodness, because of his love and his mercy to us. 10, say, speak among the nations, again, the whole world. Speak among the nations, what? The Lord reigns. Boy, that's hard to remember some days, isn't it? When all you see is blasphemy, when all you see around you are people coming against the Lord, do we really remember? Do we really let our lives say the Lord reigns? The Lord reigns. Now, I think this is partially relating, significantly relating to the millennial reign that's coming up, because that's going to be the time when Jesus, the Messiah, will sit in the throne of David. He's never sat in the throne of David yet, but he will for 1,000 years. Ruling and reigning, and now they will see in that period of time the same earth, I believe, but now with a total different base. We'll see a righteous base, and instead of the culture being all against the Lord, the culture will all be for the Lord, right? Because you and I will be there making sure that happens, I think. I don't know exactly. But we see here, say among the nations, the Lord reigns. The world also is firmly established and shall not be moved. He shall, listen to this, judge the peoples, yes, righteously. Isn't that good? I mean, don't worry too much about the Aborigine in Australia who's never heard the name of Jesus. God will do it righteously. I don't know what he will do with that person, but I know it will be righteous. He shall judge the peoples righteously. Let the heavens rejoice, and let the earth be glad. Boy, do you see the earth glad today? I don't think so. I don't think so. I see it groaning and really in pain. But let the heavens rejoice and let the earth be glad. Let the sea roar and all its fullness. All its fullness. Let the field be joyful and all that is in it. Then all the trees of the wood shall rejoice before the Lord. So we see the sea roaring, we see the fields, we see the trees of the woods, and it's all rejoicing, all rejoicing. What a thing to see the world all rejoicing, right? And the reason? Because he is coming. For he is coming to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness, and of the people with his truth. So as I read that, I think of a lot of things, or some things anyway, I'd like to see happen. And maybe they will, but the Bible doesn't say necessarily they will. But here it says, he is coming. He will come. He is coming, and he shall come, and he shall judge the earth. That's not, well, I hope he does. And maybe he will. No, he shall do that. He knows every single sin that's ever been done and ever will be done. So we don't have to remind him of others' sins, but we do want to remind him, not really remind him, of confessing our sins. And what is confession? You know what it is. But it's looking at the sin from his standpoint. It isn't just, forgive me my sins, now go on about my way. But look at them one by one. What is really the sin in my life? From yesterday. Oh, so many I can't remember them all, but I can remember some of them. And those are the ones we want to ask for. And the quicker we can get there, right? As soon as the Holy Spirit convicts us, we want to go to a confession, right? Of that sin right then. And not, well, you understand, Lord, I know that the Bible says I shouldn't have done that. But, you know, in my case, it's different right now because I've got this thing going on. I got that thing going on. And you try to justify your action. God can't really deal with that. But what he can deal with it is when you say, I see how wrong that was. I'm so sorry. In fact, I've got a habit of doing that. Lord, I want to give that to you. I want that taken away from me. He's coming to judge the world with righteousness and the people with his truth. Well, Father, we thank you for this great psalm. And it is just like you, beyond comprehension in a way. And yet, there's so much to it that we do understand, and so it's not that we're concerned about what we don't understand, but that we don't really do what you tell us to do that we do understand. So help us in that. Help us to pray this morning, Lord, as led by your Spirit, that we would redeem these moments, and you're speaking to each one of us, and yet the message is the same. So lead us now. Help us to pray, Lord. Let's pray. As we come to kind of the end of the hour here, we remember that one verse 10 there, say among the nations, the Lord reigns. Let's just sing this familiar song, the Lord reigns, our God reigns. Let's just stand and praise him.
our God reigns. Our God reigns.
Father, you do reign, and we do thank you. Thank you for meeting us here this morning, Lord, and I do believe that the sounds coming out of our hearts are a sweet-smelling fragrance, and we pray so. Guide us now as we go forward today. May we listen to you today. What would you have us to do today? Help us to proclaim that good news in however form or shape that you would have us, whether it's prayer, whether it's physical witness or whether it's just kindness and love, help us, Lord. Thank you for each one here. We praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.